This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. It seems like a normal day at Tampa's Woodbridge Elementary School, but something is in the air. In one classroom, students sit on the floor and restlessly wait. Then, faster than a speeding bullet, the Scientific League of Superheroes is here.
Trainees, there you are!
Oh, you guys ready for some science fun? I need some excitement. You guys want to mess around with us?
Yeah!
All right, I want you guys to all say, science is our strength.
Science is our strength.
All right, that's what I like to hear. Here
in walks a pair of spandex-clad characters. Megabyte, a hulking 6-foot-plus tall man clad in a black and blue costume with a large M in the center of his chest. A blue cape flows behind him along with a mane of long, curly hair. His smaller companion, Sublimation, boasts purple hair, with black and purple the predominant colors of her outfit. Both wear large boots, utility belts Batman would envy, and small masks that cover the top halves of their faces to conceal their identities. Their not-so-secret identities.
My name is Samuel DuPont, and I have a PhD in chemical engineering.
And I'm also Megabyte!
I'm Audrey Butis. And I have a PhD in chemical engineering, but I'm also Sublimation.
About 3 years ago, as part of a USF program, the two gave demonstrations of STEM-related activities, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, to local schools.
The kids were excited, but then I would leave and they would never see me again next year or the year after, and how long can you remember something like that? So we wanted to make something that was more permanent, something that, you know, resonated in the kids' minds and made them, in the future, understand that, you know, if they want to be a scientist, they can, and all of this is leading to somewhere that's a lot of fun and really exciting.
DuPont says they considered costume concepts such as pirates, clowns, and even lab rats before inspiration hit them like Shazam's lightning bolt. Superheroes.
They're good citizens. You know, they're always trying to do the right thing. They use science and math all the time because they're, you know, either superpowered, so there's something scientifically strange about them, or sometimes you have superheroes that are just really good with technology, like Batman.
So the pair, along with chemical engineering major Robert Baer, a.k.a. Superconductor, formed the Superhero Training Network and began shooting a series of videos about three USF graduate students who gained superpowers in a lab accident.
The exosphere is the last layer of the atmosphere before outer space, and it has some of the lightest gases found in the atmosphere.
Woodbridge fifth grade teacher Adriana Wilsey says the combination of slickly produced comic book style adventures and easy to understand lessons appeals greatly to her young pupils.
They get to see two sides of the superhero. They get to see them in their costumes and dressed up and on a mission. But on the flip side, in the videos, they get to see them actually with their lab coats and working at USF.
In addition to the videos, the heroes make regular visits to 23 Hillsborough County Elementary Schools, where they give hands-on presentations like this demonstration of pH levels using a variety of chemicals and cabbage juice.
3, 2, 1, 4.
Whoa.
So what's happening to the cabbage juice? What color was it in the beginning?
Purple.
It was purple, right? No matter what we added, did it turn the same color?
Woodbridge fifth graders Jocelyn Jimenez and Danny Severino both rave about the experience.
Younger kids, they usually don't get to do hands-on, but once they do, they like enjoy it for some reason. They just like getting dirty and, I don't know, it just seems fun.
Science has always been to me really fun, so it just brings that to another level.
But it's more than just fun. It's also about learning, which statistics show students are doing. DuPont says they're reviewing tests taken at the beginning and middle of the school year by the 1,700 students they work with and comparing them to a similar-sized control group.
We're seeing that some of the topics that we're covering in the materials that we provide in the classroom, both through books and DVDs, we're seeing marked gains when we compare some of those benchmarks, which is a good positive start.
But as Spider-Man can tell you, being a superhero, even a smart one, doesn't pay the bills. Butis says the league has launched a fundraising campaign on the website Kickstarter to raise $7,500 to produce their next series of videos and instructional materials.
So we're really, with our Kickstarter campaign, trying to get people excited about our program. They get some really cool, you know, superhero-themed rewards for coming by and supporting our program, like superhero masks and signed scripts and pictures of the superheroes and behind-the-scenes making-of books and things like that. So we definitely want people to come by and not only support us, but support our students of the future and STEM education in our country, which we all know is a really big deal right now.
And DuPont says even this financial challenge teaches a lesson they try to pass along to the students. If you want something in life, you have to work hard for it.
I think that it's enriching because at the end of the day, learning and educating yourself about all these things that you have to do to get what you want to do in life, what you're passionate about, is a natural process, no matter what you're doing.
If you'd like to see video of the Scientific League of Superheroes at work, as well as a link to the Kickstarter campaign, click on the University Beat link at our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.